You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. It is Tuesday, April 6, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Panthers owner David Tepper wanted a quarterback, and Panthers owner David Tepper got a quarterback. Carolina has given up a sixth-round pick this year, plus a second and a fourth-rounder in 2022, to acquire New York Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, who it's reported will be the Panthers' starter next year. More on that later. Darnold has had flashes of brilliance in his 3 years with the Jets, but he's mostly struggled after getting picked third overall in 2018. So far, he's posted QBRs of 46, 46, and 40, and that's not good considering that 50 is an average starting quarterback. The two main issues in his problems in New York? One, the general incompetence of pretty much everyone around him, and two, a bizarre set of health issues that he never really seemed to be able to escape. At one point or another, Darnold has suffered a sprained thumb, a foot injury that resulted in the removal of a toenail, and of course, being diagnosed with mono and strep throat at the same time. Of course, those diagnoses did give us this glorious soundbite from 2019.
I want to make sure that I'm safe out there, and that, you know, I'm not going to die.
Yeah, that was an actual concern at one point, and not just because of the Jets' offensive line. On a more serious note, New York is now sitting on a major war chest of draft picks. The Jets have assembled 21 picks over the next two drafts, and 7 of those 21 picks are in the first two rounds. So, if Darnold is gone, what are the Jets going to do at quarterback? Well, the consensus seems to be that they will take BYU's Zach Wilson with the second overall pick this year. If they do, the Jets will become the first team in the common draft era to select two quarterbacks in the top 3 picks of a draft in a 4-year span. Moving now to the Panthers side of things, if Darnold struggled so much in New York, why would Carolina give up 3 picks to get him? Here's NFL Network's Ian Rapoport to explain.
3 years ago, Matt Rhule was interviewing for the New York Jets head coaching job. He did a Zoom interview, I don't know if Zoom was around then, could have been a FaceTime or a Skype interview, with Sam Darnold. They had a great meeting. Darnold did not ask at all about offense or scheme. It was all about building, it was all about team chemistry, it was about leadership, it was about the foundation. The two hit it off extremely well. Rhule has been a huge fan since then because he got the idea that Darnold knew that a football team was built the right way. That was a huge factor in Sam Darnold landing in Carolina.
That sounds a lot like the Panthers trying to convince people they got the quarterback they wanted instead of getting the quarterback that was left after the 49ers traded up to number 3 and Deshaun Watson went off the market. Carolina will also reportedly pick up Darnold's 5th-year option, which would keep him there for the next 2 years, although they still do hold the 8th pick in the draft and theoretically could take a quarterback in that spot. One thing we know for sure is that Teddy Bridgewater isn't in Carolina's plan. Panthers GM Scott Fitterer says the team will try and find the right place for him. One complicating factor could be his salary. Teddy Two Gloves is scheduled to make $10 million guaranteed dollars this year and another $7 million in non-guaranteed dollars. Is anybody out there paying $17 million for a backup quarterback? It's good work if you can get it. Aaron Rodgers certainly isn't a backup quarterback, but he does know how to take over for a legend. Rodgers began a 2-week stint as the host of Jeopardy yesterday, one of many fill-in hosts that have taken the reins after the death of Alex Trebek. He told The Ringer, quote, "I don't think I'd need to give up football to do it. They film 46 days a year. I worked 187 this year in Green Bay. That gives me 178 to do Jeopardy. So I feel like I could fit 46 into that 178 and make it work. It would be a dream job for sure, and I'm not shy at all about saying I want the job." He even said he'd be willing to shave his facial hair to do it, so you got to admire the commitment. He also reiterated that his future in Green Bay is uncertain with Pat McAfee and declined to say whether he wants to stay with the Packers for the rest of his career in an interview with ESPN. Busy guy. Speaking of legendary quarterbacks, let's talk a little Tom Brady. While no one can deny he's the greatest quarterback on the field, there's another area where Tom Terrific can claim GOAT status. trading cards. Last month, a Tom Brady rookie card sold for $1.32 million. That was more than any other football card had ever sold for in the history of collectibles. But that wasn't enough for Tommy. Apparently, the same type of card has blown past that record, selling for $2.25 million on Friday. The 2000 Playoff Contenders Championship rookie ticket card is autographed and numbered 99 out of 100, meaning only 100 copies of this particular card were produced. And before TB12 broke his own record, in case you were wondering, the highest total ever paid for a football card was $861,000 for an autographed Patrick Mahomes card that sold in February. Two more things of note before we wrap up today's show. The Lions are signing free agent cornerback Quentin Dunbar to a one-year deal, according to his representation. He spent last season in Seattle after a trade from Washington. And lastly, another lawsuit has been filed against Deshaun Watson. That brings the total number of lawsuits to 22. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, April 6th. If you haven't subscribed already, take 5 seconds. Do it now, please and thank you. Drop us a rating and a review as well if you like what you hear. Stay tuned later today for the off-day debrief with myself and Brandon Lee Gauten of Bleeding Green Nation. We are all over the Sam Darnold trade, as well as a look at some Vegas win totals for the 2021 season. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. We'll talk tomorrow.